7C, Exercise 3, page 60. Speaker 1.
I'm not technically obese, but I'm overweight for my height, apparently. My doctor has advised me to cut the calories, but I can't get on board with it. The way I see it, I've only got one life. Why should I spend it denying myself all the comforts? I enjoy a bit of cake after my evening meal, and my whole family looks forward to our Friday and Saturday night takeaways. I know weight is supposed to be a health concern, but a few years ago I lost one of my good mates to a serious disease, and he was among the healthiest people I know. He played basketball, watched what he ate, was slim and athletic. That didn't stop him getting sick, so part of me thinks, why bother?
Speaker 2.
I've built my business around helping women to love the body type they have. Thin, curvy, well-built, short or tall. But that's easy to say, especially for me, because I've always been slim. Then, about a year ago, I suddenly experienced rapid weight gain. I was ashamed of the way my body looked. I started doing crash diets and insane workouts, the exact things I tell my clients and followers not to do. Eventually, I saw a healthcare practitioner, and that's when I discovered I had Cushing's syndrome. It was caused by one of the ingredients in the inhaler I used to treat my asthma. After I changed it, the weight dropped off again. But the experience really made me think about what it is I stand for.
Speaker 3.
I had a long battle with anorexia as a teenager, and I ended up staying in a special center for 6 months when I was 17. I missed school, and most of my friends moved on. It was a very lonely time for me, but the staff at the center were incredible. While I was there, I started doing yoga. I can't explain how important it was to my healing process. I started respecting my body instead of hating it, and I began to be able to understand and control my thoughts. Yoga helped me deal with the anxiety that led to my anorexia, perhaps even more than therapy did. The day I walked out of that center, I signed up for yoga instructor training. I teach others now, and I have never felt so healthy and at peace with myself.
Speaker 4.
People say acne is just a skin condition, not a serious problem. But as someone who suffers from acne, I can tell you that it has serious psychological effects. Mine started when I was 15, and I completely lost my self-confidence. On top of that, there were some girls at school who teased me, saying I ate too much chocolate and didn't wash my face. My doctor had me do some hormone tests, but they didn't show anything unusual. In the end, I had to accept that it was just because both my parents had suffered from acne. I know it will eventually pass, but at the moment, I'm still struggling with my self-image because of it.
Speaker 5.
After a woman has a baby, the hormones in her body are very changeable. That's what leads some new mothers to become depressed. It wasn't like that for me, though. My depression started because of the trauma of having my newborn baby in the intensive care unit. He was born 3 months early, you see, and he only weighed a kilogram. He had to stay in hospital for more than 2 months, and I couldn't stay with him. I could only visit. I can't explain how that made me feel. Like I was empty all the time. Now I realize that even though having depression was a horrible experience, it taught me to appreciate my life. These days, I appreciate everything in a way I never did before.